So Ronia went. She soon realized how stupid she had been. How could she have thought that the Great Stone Hall was the whole world? Not even the huge Matt's fort was the whole world. Not even the high Matt's mountain was the whole world. No, the world was bigger than Matt. It was so big that it took your breath away. Of course, she had heard Matt and Levis talking about things beyond Matt's fort. They had talked of the river. But it was not until she could see how it came rushing in wild rapids from deep under Matt's mountain that she understood what rivers were. They had talked about the forest. But it was not until she saw it, so dark and mysterious, with all its rustling trees, that she understood what forests were. And she laughed silently, because rivers and forests were there. She could scarcely believe it. She followed the path straight into the wildest woods and came to a lake. Matt had told her that she must not go farther than that. And the lake lay there, black among the dark pines. Only the water lilies floating on its surface gleamed white. Ronia did not know that they were water lilies, but she looked at them for a long time and laughed silently because water lilies were there. She stayed by the lake all day and did many things there that she had never tried before. She threw pine cones into the water and tried to see if she could make them bob away just by splashing with her feet. She had never had such fun before. Her feet felt so glad and free when she made them splash, and gladder still when she made them climb. There were great mossy boulders around the pool to climb on, and pine trees and fir trees to clamber in. Ronia climbed and clambered until the sun began to sink behind the wooded ridges. Then she ate the bread and drank the milk she had brought with her. She lay down on the moss to rest for a while, and the trees rustled high above her head. She lay there watching them and laughed silently because they were there. Then she fell asleep. When she woke up, the evening had grown dark and she could see the stars burning above the treetops. Then she realized that there were even more to the world than she had thought. And it made her sad that the stars were there, but she could never reach them, no matter how far she stretched her arms toward them. Now she had been in the forest longer than she was allowed. Now she must go home, otherwise, she knew, Matt would be out of his mind. The stars were mirrored in the lake. Everything else was deepest darkness. But she was used to darkness. It did not frighten her. How dark it was in Matt's fort on winter nights when the fire had gone out, darker than any wood. No, she was not afraid of darkness. Just as she was ready to go, she remembered the leather bag she had brought her food in. The bag was still up on the boulder where she had sat to eat, so she climbed up in the darkness to get it. She had the idea that here on the high boulder she was closer to the stars, and she stretched up her hands to see if she could pick some to take home with her in the leather bag. But it was no use, so she took her bag and began to climb down. Then she saw something that frightened her. Everywhere, among the trees, eyes were gleaming. There was a ring of eyes all around the stone, watching her, and she had not noticed anything. Never before had she seen eyes that shone in the darkness, and she did not like them. "What do you want?" she cried, but got no answer. Instead, the eyes came closer, slowly, a little bit at a time. They drew nearer and nearer, and she could hear a murmur of voices, strange, gray, old voices muttering and droning all together.
"Gray dwarfs all, human here in gray dwarfs wood. Gray dwarfs all, bite and strike, gray dwarfs all, bite and strike."
And suddenly, they were right below the stone, extraordinarily gray creatures which wished her ill. She could not see them, but she knew they were there, and it made her shudder. Now she knew how dangerous they were, the gray dwarfs Matt had told her to look out for. But it was too late now. For now they were beginning to beat on the stone with sticks and clubs or whatever else they had with them. There was such a bonging and donging and horrible hammering in the great silence that Ronia screamed, afraid for her life.